Deanna McNew works at PennMac in West Plains. In a nutshell, she helps job seekers and businesses connect. But she's noticing a trend. Employers are reporting that workers lack so-called soft skills, especially timeliness and attendance. I ask her if this happens every day.
Absolutely. Sometimes the messages are quite long. We have quite a few on our answering machine and several call in, or clients notify us that so-and-so isn't at work. Can you see where they're at?
Poverty can play a role in the development of these skills, she said, and transportation is a good example.
Their tires are bald. Their vehicles may not run very well. They've bought a $500 vehicle that constantly needs to be repaired or maintained or something fixed on it.
Dr. Matt Hudson is Dean of Technical Education at Ozarks Technical Community College. He says when someone is focused on where they'll sleep that night or how they'll find their next meal, good eye contact and communication skills are simply not the priority. A technical school setting can help cultivate those skills because the students are involved in practical doing, not just academic theory. Hudson has also heard feedback from employers who are tired of workers not showing up on time.
Employers are willing really now, they'll take someone almost with less training as long as they have the ability to show up on time and be there regularly.
Hudson says there may also be a generational factor here, that perhaps the work ethic of today's younger generation is just different than, say, baby boomers. But whether the trend is caused by poverty or generation or both, it has an effect on economic development. Lindsay Hames is Vice President of Workforce Development at the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce. She says when a company wants to come to Springfield, they'll evaluate the existing labor pool. What skill sets are out there?
Soft skills are a step further, though, and that comes more anecdotally. So when companies are on the ground looking at the potential to locate in Springfield or maybe relocate here or even potentially expand, they're going to be asking those questions out in the community. They'll be asking peers. They'll be asking, folks that they run into at their hotels or at the restaurants that they're visiting, because they want to get a sense for the work ethic of a community.
And that work ethic, including those behaviors so critical to being a good employee, is something that's learned, often from an early age, she says.
People will say, naturally, a lot of soft skill development starts at home. A lot of soft skill development starts when children are very young. That's why for years we've supported early childhood education initiatives in our community.
Back at PennMac in West Plains, Deanna McNew is able to give some interesting perspective. That's because she's been working in this office for 24 years, and the poverty level hasn't changed much in Howell County over that time. But work behaviors have.
I can remember 20-some years ago, it was one of the first things that happened in the mornings. People called in immediately, or we had messages on the answering machine that, you know, they weren't going to work for whatever reason it was. Now it might be 10 or 11 o'clock before they call in. They were supposed to be at work at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Programs like GoCaps in Springfield and GoCat in West Plains are designed to make sure today's students can collaborate on a team project, dress professionally, and give a firm handshake. The next question is, how do you put a grade on those things? I'm Jennifer Moore.